If extreme running is not quite your cup of tea, and if a cup of tea is more your cup of tea, then here's something else. On the theme of extreme, from extreme trail running to extreme knitting. Yeah, you thought it couldn't be done, but we're doing it right here on ABC Radio Sydney. Have you seen these around, either on social media or in a shop? These giant woolen blankets to keep you nice and cosy in winter. We're not saying the blankets are all that large, they're the same size, but the wool that is used to knit these blankets is immense. And the knitting needles that are used are also almost novelty oversize. Marie Partridge is our extreme knitter. Hello, Marie.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Would you rather do the 100-kilometre run or knit yourself an oversized blanket?
I definitely would be knitting myself an oversized blanket. I have a colleague in my office who's actually doing the 100-kilometre run this weekend.
Good grief. Good luck to her.
So I'm going to leave that to her.
Yeah, good luck to her. Tell us about extreme knitting or this kind of knitting, because it's amazing. The photographs of it look incredible.
Yeah, and I suppose it looks pretty crazy, but it's actually just like normal knitting, just on a bigger scale. So anyone can do it. If you can knit and you can purl, then it's really quite simple.
Describe the knitting needles that you use, just to put this into context.
So a lot of people use the really, really long, massive needles. And they have like a whole blanket sitting on those needles, and you really, you're wrangling three or four kilos of wool at a time. I actually get my husband to make me my needles. So I actually use what they call a circular needle. So they're actually a little bit shorter, and they have a cord that attaches the two ends of the needles. So most of the weight of the blanket sits on the needles, but
right. You've
still got the big chunky needles.
But they're massive, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So they're about 5 centimetres in diameter. So, yeah, they're really, really chunky.
And the wool ply that you use, what is it rated at?
I actually had this question the other day, and I actually don't know, because it's not conventional wool, so it doesn't have a ply. It's actually made from combed fibre, but then the way that I make my yarn is I actually put a twist into it, so
right.
It gives it some strength and durability.
So how thick is it if you were to...
It's probably about, 2 centimetres in diameter.
Okay, so if you put your forefinger and your thumb together and you make a circle, just a little bit smaller than that.
Yeah.
That's huge, though.
Yeah, it's not quite average. It's not the sort of knitting I could take on the train with me or something like that.
And what kind of responses do you get?
I usually get people, if I'm carrying one around and getting it out of the car, people will stop and say, oh my gosh, what is that? Or, people that know me were like, yeah, that's amazing. Mm. It is a bit of a conversation starter.
All right. Well, we just need to get you doing the extreme knitting on the 100-kilometre trail and we've got the perfect outcome.
Yeah, sorry, Robbie,
yeah.
No.
I'm with you, Marie. Hey, thanks very much for sharing the stories, Marie.
All right, nice to talk to
you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Knitting's friendly and knitting's fun.
Knitting's good for everyone, and that is why we sing this knitting song.
Yeah, thanks to Marie Partridge, extreme knitter.
Breakfast with Robbie Buck.